Hallelujah. How happy they who dwell in your house, O Lord. Continually they sing your praise.
Hallelujah.
The Lord be with you.
Hallelujah.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The parents of Jesus used to go every year to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12, they went up for the celebration, as was the custom. As they were returning at the end of the feast, the child Jesus remained behind, unknown to his parents. Thinking he was in their party, they continued their journey for a day, looking for him among their relatives and acquaintances. Not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. On the third day, they came upon him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. All who heard him were amazed at his intelligence and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? You see that your father and I have been searching for you in sorrow." He said to them, "Why did you search for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not grasp what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. The Gospel of the Lord. Today on Labor Day, we should say something about labor, otherwise known as work. The two words, work and labor, mean almost but not quite the same thing. Work, from the German Werk. Labor, from the Latin labor. Work has the connotation, well, of just work in general. Labor normally means exertion. We speak of a laborious task. We speak of laboring at something. We speak of a mother in labor. Today being, shall we say, a feast day, I think we'd have a little longer homily and ask the three standard questions. What is work? Why do we have to work? And how are we to learn from the revelation that God made on the value and importance of work? Work in general is the exertion that a human being exerts to achieve something. Work always has the idea of a goal, of a destiny. We are working at something. We are working for something. Exertion without purpose is playing. So work implies there's a goal, there's a reason for exertion. However, for us who have the faith, my favorite definition of work is cooperating with the grace of God. And here we speak of cooperation or collaboration. When then, to labor or work means to cooperate or collaborate with the grace of God. on these terms then, work on God's side is a grace that He provides. Work on our side is a collaboration with this grace. We'll see immediately that based on divine revelation, work is what we have to do to achieve our destiny. So much for what is work. Now why? Why do we have to work? And even the term have to work already has the implication. It's something people don't like to do. Well, this is where our faith comes to enlighten what we mean by work. At the dawn of creation, God, when He made our first parents, already then told them they were to work, till the soil, exert themselves. It is well to remind ourselves that work is not a punishment for sin, as though when our first parents had not sinned, we wouldn't have to work. Oh no. Labor, exertion, work is part of our human existence. In other words, God does His side, that's grace. We are to do our side, that's cooperation with grace, otherwise known as work. However, since the fall of our first parents, labor or work has become, well, what else? Distasteful. I like to repeat the cynic's definition of work. Work is that which a person would rather not be doing if he could be doing something else. Work is what we don't like to do, what we'd rather not do. Well, the reluctance to work, the reluctance is a result of sin. But the collaboration with God's grace is of the essence of our existence. Why then must we work? Otherwise, we shall not reach our destiny. Heaven depends on work. And having taught my own judgment for 25 years, I am absolutely sure that the hardest work, the work that most people would rather not be doing if they could be doing something else, is not manual labor. It's mental labor. Most people don't want to think. And that is why our own country, the greatest need in our nation is for people who are willing to think. Why then must we work? We must work because God brought us into this world without our asking for it. No exertion on our part took me into the world. But having come into this world without any effort, we shall not reach our heavenly home without working for it. Salvation means work. Years ago, I read a very fascinating book on the business of salvation. That's what merit means. The word merit, from the Latin merere, means to earn. You earn a wage. In fact, this is good to hear. The original etymological meaning of meritum, or merit in Latin, is wage. Merit then is the wage that we earn. Well, you don't get a wage by loafing. We've got to work and exert ourselves. Indeed, that's how some people become, well, holy. Or shall we say more holy? They work harder. That's the why, now the how. How are we to work? First of all, with faith. And I dare say one reason we have Labor Day is because, oh, what a name, Labor Day. Talk about abusing the English language. People don't like to work. And why then do we have to work? Because we have to gain our salvation. How then are we to work? First of all, and what could be more obvious, laboriously exert ourselves. Secondly, how are we to work? Faithfully. And in English, the words have lost their meaning. Faithfully, full of faith, believing that work is the way we reach our heavenly destiny. And I like to say this, work is a condition for happiness. Lazy people are unhappy. That's why so many Americans are unhappy. They are lazy. And I don't think I'm exaggerating by saying that's one reason we have a holiday to celebrate. How are we to work? We are to work cheerfully, happily. Over the years I've been telling people the two words, pain and joy, are not incompatible. If you really love someone, well, you do anything to please the one whom you claim to love. We claim to love God. Oh Lord, oh no. Is it? Yes, my dear. Yes. We gotta work and exert ourselves. And we must remind ourselves we don't belong to a labor union. In other words, some people have to work harder. Some people find work more distasteful than others. Some people want to work, and let me tell you, it is great pain for those who are physically debilitated. Those of us who can work should be happy we're able to work. Finally, if we're going to work the way God wants us to, we need His help. His help in two ways. His help to always see the purpose of what we're doing. Remember we said the Latin labor means human exertion, but with a purpose, a goal. To see in everything we do a purpose that God has. And secondly, we need from Him the grace to be willing to exert ourselves. In other words, we are to pray. If we are to pray, in general, we should especially pray that we might see the reason why God is enabling us to exert ourselves right here and now. See the purpose in every most trifling thing we do. And then pray for what I call supernatural industriousness, that we might exert ourselves to the limit. This is one reason God became man. For me, one of the most satisfying passages in the Gospels, one of the most satisfying passages in the Gospels, is when the evangelist says, I like the Latin, et fatigatus est, there's Jesus, and he was exhausted. That kind of mysticism I can understand. But we need grace. Lord Jesus, today on Labor Day, we ask you to give us the grace to see by the light of faith that the great privilege we have as human beings is to work. That you've given us a free will mainly that we might work. But dear Lord, we are naturally, spontaneously, congenitally lazy. Give us, dear Lord, the light to see the purpose in everything we do, but especially the strength to exhaust ourselves in this life and doing the work you give me, so that having labored here on earth, we may enjoy that heavenly beatitude reserved only for those who have worked. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray.